We continue with St. Paul to the Romans, this wonderful section, this chapter 8, that we started with verse 12 today. You know, Saturday we had the feast of James, Simon, and Jude, and so we didn't get the normal reading, which would have been the first verses of chapter 8, where St. Paul is just really helping us to understand the spiritual battle between the deeds of the flesh and the deeds of the Spirit. And just as a caution, as we read these things, you know, there is an error in teaching that says the body is bad and the spirit is good. And so we want to avoid that kind of duality when we read St. Paul, when we read the scriptures. God made our bodies, your body is good. And so when he's talking about this difference between the flesh and the spirit, it's the works of sin. It's the concupiscence within us that tends us away from God. And those works of the flesh are opposed to God. But it's that life in the Spirit, where we are adopted into the family of God through the sacrament of baptism, where we are elevated, we can say, that we are placed in right relationship with God. And so that Spirit of God, His very life, now lives inside of us. And so now we have the ability to do the things that we're meant to do, the things that we're called to do, those works of the Spirit, those works of God made manifest in our own bodies and in our own lives. We no longer need to give in to the flesh, but by grace, by virtue, we can live according to the Spirit. And this is why the church constantly calls us to a life of self-denial, of fasting and mortification, those little deaths that we do to self, so that we can live in the Spirit and not be a slave to the flesh. And so when we look at this woman in the gospel, this is a real woman. This is a real event. This really happened. Jesus says that Satan had her bent over for 18 years. We don't know what had happened. So, but we can use the image of this woman bent over and unable to stand up straight to see the effects of the works of the flesh in our life. That we're unable to stand erect. That sin weighs us down, bends us over. And we can have a beautiful image of that. And if we want to take it to our contemporary days, how many of us are with our phones, our devices, are voluntarily submitting ourselves to that posture, which is a sign of being weighed down by our sins? But Jesus says, basically, if I can't cure this woman on the Sabbath, what's the point of the Sabbath? If the Sabbath isn't to set us free, to save us, to heal us, then what's the point of any of this stuff? And it's the same call today. If any of the things that we do for Jesus, for the church, for our faith, don't tend towards salvation, don't tend towards freedom, then what's the point? It's all for nothing. But everything that we do in the church, everything we do in our personal prayer life, should be tending towards salvation. That freedom that comes from saying yes to Jesus. So that we, like this woman, can stand erect. And what did she do immediately? She glorified God. That's a sign of what our lives are supposed to be. Whatever gifts and talents and skills you have, that you can make something of yourself in the world, it's for nothing if you don't also and primarily give glory to God. We ask for that grace to die to the works of the flesh so that the Spirit of the living God can have full possession of our entire bodies, mind, soul, strength, so that we can love God above all things, so we can give to God what belongs to God, so that He can in turn save us, rescue us, free us, so that we can stand erect. And in the midst of the people of God, with the people of God, today and every day, give Him the glory that is His due.